Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you, and a couple of special in-studio guests with us from the Woodlawn FFA, also better known as the FFA Chapter of the Month. So congratulations to them, and thanks for stopping by this morning. Landon Hutchison, good morning to you.
Morning.
And good morning to Gracie Lowry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Glad to have you both in here, of course, and discuss not only, you know, you guys winning the FFA Chapter of the Month, the nod there, but also just, you know, FFA in general and its importance. So let's start with you, Gracie, a little bit. Senior at Woodlawn?
Yes.
I got a chance to watch you last couple of years play basketball, called basketball for WMIX. So it was a pleasure watching you all play, your whole team play and everything like that. And I'm sure it was, it's a tough thing to try to move on to something else.
Well, thank
but
you.
Play any other sports?
I played volleyball, but yeah, we're pretty well done with those.
So now you're just focused on the future. So how'd you get involved in FFA?
So my freshman year, my cousins were in it. So it was kind of like, hey, come with me to an FFA meeting. And then after that, it was just like, here's the freshman activities you can do. And from there on out, I just wanted to do anything that I could with it.
Yeah, and you were moved into, you got the vice president role, correct?
Yes, I did that my junior year, but I actually became an officer my freshman year.
Okay, so you're an officer, and are you kind of hoping, what's your future plans, you know, after high school? Are you wanting to get into a field that, you know, is FFA, or is this more of like a, it's, you know, it's something good, it's important to the community, it's a great organization to be a part of no matter what you're getting into?
Yeah, definitely. I actually want to go to law school afterwards and didn't really have much of an urge to go into anything ag-related, but I think that is the great thing about FFA is, even though I don't want to, I have so many life lessons that I've got from the events I've done.
Well, and around here, it's important to understand, even if you're not directly in the ag community, you know, it's important to understand what FFA is, what the ag folks go through with farmers, you know, and that
definitely.
FFA does that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Landon, what about you? What grade are you in?
Ninth. I'm a freshman.
Okay. So you're kind of coming right along. You probably, they're kind of throwing you into the fire here, getting immediately into the radio stuff and coming by, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's okay. You're doing a fine job. So you're a freshman. So really probably not a lot of plans just yet for your future, or do you kind of have it figured out what you want to do?
I don't really have it figured
out yet.
That's
fine.
But I'm really thinking about teaching ag when I'm older. I'd like to give back to other students that, just really want to know about ag, because I know how much our advisor, Sarah Morgan, has given back to me and taught me so many valuable life lessons in the past 8 months.
Yeah, and so for you, maybe getting into, you know, ag teaching and that sort of thing, have you grown up on a farm? Is that a part of your life? Or?
Yes, we do on a family farm.
Yeah, you do grain, livestock, both? Or
We do both.
Okay, so getting into FFA was kind of a natural progression for you.
Right.
And it's something that I'm sure you really enjoy.
I do.
Good deal, good deal. Well, I'm glad to have you in here. Maybe in a few years you'll come back after you win FFA Chapter of the Month as a senior or something like that, maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah, maybe next year even, for that matter. So, well, we appreciate you both coming in here, learn a little bit more about both of you. Did you guys talk a little bit about it? I don't know if both of you were kind of paying attention there. I think Landon was, but Gracie, did you kind of see, like, the day before we announced the winner, the kind of where the nominations were and where Woodlawn was at the time?
Yeah, definitely. That was a big talk in our Woodlawn FFA group chat between all of us. My mom was, like, looking on it, like, seeing, like, where we were at. We got really excited, but, like, the credit definitely goes to Landon on that one, because he was the one that told us about it, and he kind of rallied all of us together to work on that. But, yeah, we were definitely watching it, kind of seeing where we were at and how far we had came from just that first day that we had started.
Yeah, high praise there, Landon. She said it was on you.
Well, yeah, my mom woke me up one morning. She said, you know, you guys are in 10th. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, she was like, do you want to win this? And I was like, of course. And so we rallied our community together. And I got to give just kudos to the community. They really helped us out and just shows how much of a good community we have behind us.
Yeah, whenever
I agree.
Yeah, whenever we reposted, we were just kind of like, well, you know, it's almost to the end. And, you know, we just like, let's go ahead and post one more time. Let's see if there's any outliers out there. And you figure maybe you get a few more nominations, but you kind of assume it's set. You know, you kind of know who it's going to be. And we didn't take just the number of nominations into account. We took into account what you guys did as a group, you know, your events, your fundraising, different things like that. But obviously the nomination numbers did have a role in that. But to see you guys go from, you know, towards the bottom of the pack all the way to the top, and also with everything you guys do to get the nomination and also win the FFA Chapter of the Month, it was impressive even on our end to see that kind of support. So I'm sure it was impressive for you guys too.
definitely.
You guys got any events coming up you want to mention before we kind of let you guys roll out of here?
May 10th, we're starting to plan an event for like a more of a vendor's market. We're going to try to get some lemon shake-up groups over there to so people can have refreshments and some food trucks over there so people can eat. And we're just kind of going to have just a rummage sale day.
Yeah, kind of a get-together, raise some money for, I'm assuming, for the FFA, maybe some other ag different things like that.
Yeah,
right.
We also think it's important to get some other kids that may want to do FFA in the future, and that's we also consider going to our grade school and talking with the kids there and just kind of giving them this is what FFA is and, like, really showing the importance of being in it.
Very cool. It's an important organization to be a part of, whether you're going to be, you know, like Gracie, whether you're going to be in, you know, agriculture in your future or if you're like Landon and you're definitely going to, or, you know, vice versa, whether you're going to be into it or not. It's an important organization to be a part of. So we'll probably have some more details on that May 10th or so, a vendor market put on by the Woodlawn FFA, our FFA chapter of the month. Before I let you both guys get out of here and be done, I want to ask you both, what's your favorite part? Now, Gracie, yours might be different. It's kind of nice we have both ends of the spectrum here. What's your favorite part about FFA or maybe your favorite memory since you've been in it, you know, for this long?
My favorite memory for sure is when we went to the National Convention. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But just going there and seeing all of the hard work that we had put in, like other kids were doing that too. And like the community of it, I think is really important. But like just in the area, FFA is a huge deal. But going there and seeing like hundreds and thousands of other kids who felt the same way about it as I did was definitely the coolest experience I've had.
What about you, Landon? I mean, I don't know. What was there an FFA before high school, or is this just something you got into as a freshman?
This is just something I got into as a freshman. But I'd say my favorite memory so far, just a little time I've been in it, is I would agree with Gracie, my first FFA convention, and just listening to all the speakers, how inspirational they are, and just showing us how much ag means to the world. I mean, it's a big part of all our world. I don't know where we'd be without it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that goes to show you right there, whether you're a first year or it's your last year in FFA, the convention's going to be a big one. And I think the fundraising and things like this are going to be great. And that's what the members all like. Check out their vendor market May 10th for more details on their Facebook page, I'm sure, in the coming days and months. Woodlawn FFA, Landon Hutchison, Gracie Lowry joining us here in studio. FFA Chapter of the Month. Congratulations to you both. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.